Prayer and Worship. This is the fourth Wednesday in Easter in the church calendar. I'm so glad that you're here. Whether you're a long time part of this community or whether you've just stumbled upon this podcast, I believe the Lord has you here for a reason. If you'd like us to pray for you, go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. It'd be our honor and joy to join with you in prayer. I invite you to support the podcast financially, giving monthly or a one-time gift. There are links in the description and also at benwardmusic.com. And finally, you can leave a review wherever you listen to this podcast. It helps people find us. I'm going to sing a song today that I wrote that is just a simple call and response. Since it's just me, I'm going to sing a line and then you can sing it right back if you're in a place where you can sing. May the words of my mouth meditation of my heart be pleasing. Be pleasing. In your sight. Let's sing it again. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing. Be your life, let us speak your love, Jesus. Let what goes on, what comes out, the deepest part of us be pleasing, be pleasing to of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing. Be pleasing. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart Bless you. We honor you. We love you. Thank you that we can set aside this time as holy, and that you meet with us, God. Psalm 119, 49 through 72. Remember your word to your servant, for you have given me hope. My comfort and my suffering is this: your promise preserves my life. The arrogant mock me unmercifully, but I do not turn from your law. I remember, Lord, your ancient laws, and I find comfort in them. Indignation grips me because of the wicked who have forsaken your law. Your decrees are the theme of my song wherever I lodge. In the night, Lord, I remember your name, that I may keep your law. This has been my practice. I obey your precepts. You are my portion, Lord. I have promised to obey your words. I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. I have considered my ways and have turned my steps to your statutes. I will hasten and not delay to obey your commands. Though the wicked bind me with ropes, I will not forget your law. At midnight I rise to give you thanks for your righteous law. I am a friend to all who fear you, to all who follow your precepts. The earth is filled with your love, Lord. Teach me your decrees. Do good to your servant according to your word, Lord. Teach me knowledge and good judgment, for I trust your commands. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word. You are good, and what you do is good. Teach me your decrees. Though the arrogant have smeared me with lies, I keep your precepts with all my heart. Their hearts are callous and unfeeling, but I delight in your law. It was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your decrees. The law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. This is my practice. Lord, I practice coming before you and reading your word and hearing your word and singing your songs, lifting up my heart to you. This is my practice. This is the rhythm, the rhythms, the rhythms of grace. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our gospel reading is Luke 6, 27 through 38. But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn to them the other also. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Give to everyone who asks you. And if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, and do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Our Father is merciful and kind. Our Father is merciful and kind. May we give with such wonderful measure, and then that's the measure poured back on us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your kingdom. Thank you for your kingdom. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. This fourth Wednesday in Easter, our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively. O God, whose Son Jesus is the good shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear His voice, we may know Him who calls us each by name and follow where He leads, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray by name for those in our lives, our own hearts, family, friends, acquaintances, co-workers, enemies, circumstances, whatever it is, bring it before the Lord now, in the name of Jesus. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Our Father is merciful. May we be merciful like He is. We are His children, daughters,